From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Wednesday that after 2 days of meeting, NATO members stood ready to step up military efforts against the Islamic State and held out hope of broadening cooperation between the West and Russia to end Syria's civil war.
A number of allies are already bringing more to this battle or are planning to increase their contributions. And yesterday, we also reaffirmed our commitment to maintain a persistent presence on NATO's eastern edge, deploying forces on land, sea, and air to provide assurance, as we have called it. Nothing that is offensive, but defensive, in order to strengthen people's sense of security.
Again, that is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry speaking today. These steps that he speaks about would come on top of Germany's recent approval for sending forces and material for a non-combat support role near the Middle East. And a British vote Wednesday could authorize expanded airstrikes by that country against IS in Syria. Meanwhile, NATO has formally invited the tiny Adriatic state of Montenegro to join the alliance in its first expansion since 2009. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg made the announcement Wednesday during a meeting of NATO foreign ministers, calling it a historic achievement for the nation that was once part of Yugoslavia. Having instituted a number of reforms to align itself with NATO requirements, Montenegro still has tasks to fill before it can officially join. This is VOA News.